This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of April, 2024. Essence, sweet children, you come to the Father to be refreshed. You remain distant from worldly vibrations here, and you receive the company of the truth. Question. Which advice does Baba constantly give to you children for your progress? Answer. Sweet children, never gossip about worldly things among yourselves. When someone comes to tell you anything, listen but do not hear. Good children fulfill their service duty and remain engrossed in the remembrance of Baba. However, some children talk about and listen to useless, wasteful matters with great happiness. A lot of time is wasted in this, and there is then no progress. Om Shanti. Even if double Om Shanti is said, that is right. The meaning has been explained to you children. I am a peaceful soul. Since my religion is peace, I cannot find peace by wandering around in the forests. The Father says, I am peaceful. This is very easy, but because of the war with Maya, there is a little difficulty. You children know that no one apart from the unlimited Father can give this knowledge. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. Bodily beings can never be called oceans of knowledge. Only the Creator gives the knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of creation. You children are now receiving that. Even some very good special children forget this, because remembrance of the Father is like mercury. Students in a school would definitely be number-wise. There are always numbers given at school. In the Golden Age, you would never give a number. This is a school, and a vast intellect is needed to understand these things. For half the cycle there is devotion, and then after devotion, the ocean of knowledge comes to give this knowledge. Those of the path of devotion can never give this knowledge, because they are all bodily beings. You wouldn't say that Shiv Baba performs devotion. Whom would he perform devotion to? It is only the one Father who doesn't have a body of his own. He does not worship anyone, but all human beings worship someone because they are creations. Only the one Father is the Creator, whereas whatever else you see with your eyes, all the pictures, etc., all of that is part of creation. All of these things are repeatedly forgotten. The Father explains, without the Father, you cannot receive the unlimited inheritance. You receive the sovereignty of paradise. There used to be their kingdom in Bharat 5,000 years ago. The Sun and Moon dynasties continued for 2,500 years. Only you children know that this is just a matter of yesterday. No one, apart from the Father, can tell you anything. Only that one Father is the purifier. It takes a lot of time to explain. The Father himself says, only a handful out of multi-millions will understand. This cycle has been explained to you. This knowledge is also for the whole world. The latter two is very good. But even then, some still have their own arrogance when you explain to them. Baba has explained to you that you should explain to those who hire out halls for weddings and give them drishti. As you progress further, everyone will like these things. You children have to explain to others. Baba will not go to anyone. God speaks. Those who are worshippers cannot be called worthy of worship. Not a single person in the Iron Age is pure. Establishment of the worthy of worship deity religion is carried out by those who are the highest on high, worthy of worship. They are worthy of worship for half a cycle, and worshippers for half a cycle. This Baba adopted many gurus, and he now understands that to adopt gurus belongs to the path of devotion. He has now found the Satguru who makes him worthy of worship. He doesn't just make one person this, he makes all of you this. All souls become worthy of worship, Satopratan. Now they are Tamopratan worshippers. These points have to be understood. Baba says, in the Iron Age, there cannot be a single one who is pure or worthy of worship. Everyone takes birth through vice. It is the kingdom of Ravan. Even Lakshmi and Narayan take rebirth. But they are worthy of worship because Ravan doesn't exist there. People speak of these things, but they don't know when the kingdom of Rama exists or when the kingdom of Ravan exists. Look how many sabhas, political parties, there are at this time. Such and such a sabha, such and such a sabha. When they receive something from someone, they leave one and go to another. At this time, you are becoming those with divine intellects. In that too, some become 20% this, others become 50% this. The father has explained that a kingdom is being established. Souls who are still left up above are also coming down. In a circus, some are very good actors or performers, whereas others are ordinary. This is a matter of the unlimited. Everything is explained to you children so well. You children come here to be refreshed, not just to sit around idly. Some bring others who have such stone intellects that they remain constantly in those worldly vibrations. You children are now gaining victory over Maya by following the Father's Srimat. Maya repeatedly makes your intellects run in other directions. Here, Baba pulls it. Baba would never say anything wrong. The Father is the truth. You are sitting here in the company of the truth. All others are in the company of falsehood. It is a great mistake to call that a satsang, the company of truth, a spiritual gathering. You know that only the one Father is the truth. People worship the true Supreme Soul, but they don't know whom they are worshipping. Therefore, that would be called blind faith. Look how many followers the Aga Khan has. Whenever he goes anywhere, he receives a lot of gifts. He is even weighed against diamonds. Generally, one would never be weighed against diamonds. In the Golden Age, jewels and diamonds are like stones for you, and you continue to put these up on the buildings. Here there is no one who would be given diamonds in donation. Some people have a lot of money, and this is why they donate it. However, because that donation is made to those who are sinful souls, the one who gives the donation also accumulates that karma. They become sinful souls like Ajamil. It is God, not a human being, who is sitting here and explaining to you. This is why Baba has said, your pictures should always have written on them, God speaks. Always write, Trimurti God Shiva speaks. Even when you just say God, people become confused. God is incorporeal, and this is why you definitely have to write Trimurti. There isn't just Shiv Baba in that. There are three names, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Salutations to deity Brahma, and then they also call him Guru. They speak of Shiva and Shankar as one. How would Shankar give you knowledge? There is also the story of immortality. All of you are Parvatis. The Father gives all of you this knowledge while considering you to be souls. God alone gives you the fruit of devotion. There is just Shiv Baba, not even Ishwar or Bhagwan. The words Shiv Baba are very sweet. The Father himself says, sweet children, and so he is Baba, is he not? The Father explains that souls are filled with sanskars. Souls are not immune to the effect of action. If a soul were immune, how would he become impure? He is definitely affected, because this is why he becomes impure. He also becomes corrupt. Deities are elevated. Their praise is sung. You are full of all virtues, whereas we are degraded sinners. Therefore, you cannot call yourselves deities. The Father now sits here and changes human beings into deities. There is this praise in the Granth by Guru Nanak. The Sikhs say, Sat Sri Akal. The one who is the immortal image is the true Satguru. So you should only believe that one. They say one thing and do something else. They don't know the meaning of anything. The Father, who is the Satguru and the immortal one, sits here and explains to you. You are number wise. Even though some of you are sitting personally in front here, you don't understand anything. As soon as some of you leave here, everything is finished. Baba forbids you children to listen to worldly gossip. Some children very happily listen to and talk about such things. They forget the elevated versions of the Father. In fact, those who are good children would complete their service duty and then remain lost in their own intoxication. Baba has explained that Sri Krishna and the Christians have a very good connection. There is the kingdom of Sri Krishna. Their names become Lakshmi and Narayan later. As soon as you say paradise, you instantly remember Sri Krishna. You don't even remember Lakshmi and Narayan, because the little child is Sri Krishna. Little children are pure. You've had visions of how a baby takes birth there. The nurses are present there and they quickly pick up the baby and look after it. The parts of childhood, youth, old age are different. Whatever happens is said to be in the drama. There are no thoughts about it. This drama is predestined. My part is also being performed according to the drama plan. There is the incarnation of Maya and also the incarnation of the Father. Some follow the directions of the Father, whereas others follow the directions of Ravan. What is Ravan? Have you ever seen him? You have just seen his pictures. This is the form of Shiv Baba. Point. What is the form of Ravan? When the evil spirits of the five vices come, they are called Ravan. This is the world of evil spirits, the world of devils. You souls know that you are now being reformed. Here, even bodies are devilish. You souls become pure as you gradually reform. You will then shed those bodies and receive Satyaprathan bodies. You will receive pure bodies. That will be when the souls are pure. When gold is pure, the jewellery made from it is also pure. They still put alloy into gold. The knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the cycle continues to turn in the intellects of you children. People do not know anything at all. They say that even the rishis and munis went away saying neti, neti, neither this nor that. We say even if you were to ask Lakshmi and Narayan, they too would say neti, neti. However, this question can never be asked of them. Who would ask it? Only gurus are asked this question. You can ask them this question. You beat your head so much in order to explain to them. Your throats even get sore. The father only speaks to his children who have understood him. He would not sit and beat his head with others unnecessarily. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Fulfill your service duty and remain lost in your own intoxication. Do not listen to or talk about wasteful matters. Only keep the elevated versions of the One Father in your intellect. Do not forget him. 2. In order to remain constantly happy, let the knowledge of the Creator and creation constantly turn in your intellect. That is, continue to churn this alone. Do not have any thoughts about anything else. For this, understand the drama very well and play your part. Blessing. May you merge the consciousness of I in Baba and become a constant and easy yogi. The children who have love for the Father in their every breath, who only have Baba Baba in their every breath, do not have to work hard to have yoga. The proof of them having remembrance is that the word I never emerges from their lips. Only Baba Baba emerges. The consciousness of I is merged in Baba. Baba is the backbone. Baba inspired you. Baba is constantly with you. To be with you, to eat with you, to walk and move around with you. When this awareness has emerged in your form, you will be said to be an easy yogi. Slogan: say me, me, meow, means to invoke Maya the cat, and say Baba Baba and Maya will run away. Om Shanti.